Well, hello, everybody. Back at Code Pen Radio. That's how it used to say. We're gonna do a show. It's gonna be amazing. Steven's here with me because he lived through this thing that we're about to do a show about.
And managed to survive it. Managed to survive.
Just barely. Although we're living through it right now. This is not that big of a deal, but it's like a niche thing, and it's an example of something that can just come up one day when you're working, you know? That's why it's a miracle, and it takes teams of people to run all these websites that exist in the world, because you can't just let them sit there, because you never know. You never know what you're going to wake up to. In this case, it was a Chrome thing. This isn't... It hasn't like scourged us, browser changes, but this is just an example of one of them. And this is going to be one where I think I'm going to end up showing my screen a little bit, but it shouldn't be necessary for all you out there in audio land. But I'm going to do it right now to help us out a little bit. Let's see. I'm going to share.
I'll paint a word picture. Don't worry.
This is our documentation on embedded pens. Do you all know what embedded pens out there are in the world? You make a pen on CodePen, on CodePen.io. You grab it and you can put it on a blog post and documentation and on your Medium post. I don't know. Where do people use embedded pens? All over the place.
Everywhere.
It's half the traffic of CodePen. It's crazy and awesome, and I love them, and we spend time. We even did a show on them, didn't we, me and you?
Yeah, I think we just recently.
Yeah, okay. So here's the thing with CodePen, though. You write JavaScript on CodePen, or you can, and then we have to run that JavaScript for you, which is just an inherently amazingly unsafe thing to do. So we have to do it in an iframe. None of us love iframes. You got to do it in iframe. It's the only way, pretty much, practically, to do it safely. And so when you're looking at an embedded pen, here, let me scroll down. I'm in our documentation for it. They look like this. This one's fancy blue looking, but they don't have to be. I'm sure I just was in a weird mood and put a weird theme on it. You can see the HTML and the CSS and the JavaScript of a pen. And then you can see yet another. So this whole thing is an iframe. That's just so that they always look the same. They're like protected from outside code and design influence and all that stuff. And then the preview of the code that you wrote is also yet another iframe. So we're dealing with two levels of iframes down there.
That's nesting.
Yeah. Which makes it just double safe, I'd say. They call that double wrapping. cool. And so... all right. So that's the kind of the architectural structure that we're dealing with. Now, if you wrote some code and in that JavaScript, you called navigator.clipboard.writeText, we'll run that for you. We have no problem for that, but it's going to be in a script.js file that's in that double wrapped iframe. It's going to be in an iframe that points to a URL that's not the same URL as where you put this embed, because it could be on blog.codepen, it could be on css-tricks.com, it could be on smashingmagazine.com, who knows what it's going to be on. It's going to be on something. So the iframe links, you know, the links to codepen.io, and within it is that JavaScript that's going to execute. If you were to just do that, just say iframes source whatever codepen.io, the browser is not going to allow your JavaScript to call navigator.clipboard.writeText. It's going to throw an error, a big, nasty red error that says you can't do that.
It doesn't think it's safe.
It's not safe. It's good that they do this. Steven's right. It doesn't think it's safe.
You don't want just arbitrary iframes writing to your clipboard without any kind of approval. That's not good.
I think you know where I'm going with this. It's not just the clipboard. It's the media APIs, it's the gyroscope, it's geolocation, it's all kinds of APIs you don't want third-party URLs just being able to do, unless you say it's okay. There is a whole API for this that where you allow certain things to happen. It's literally the allow attribute on the iframe. And I can write on my iframe attribute, allow equals clipboard-write, and then the origin of where, of which URLs are allowed to do that, or you can just put a star that means all origins. So if with that in place, now my nested iframe can call navigator.clipboard.writeText or whatever. Cool. We've solved the problem kind of in CodePen. It's our job to make sure that that allow list is up to date and permissive enough to allow the type of JavaScript stuff that you might write on CodePen, which is pretty much everything, yeah. as long as it's not obnoxious. So how am I doing? We got that right so far?
Yeah, it's a security API that browsers put in place for good reasons, and we try and keep it up to date as best we can to allow users to test out modern features.
Totally. Okay, and so that's great. You put a key point on this, which is keep up to date. This has been a little bugaboo of ours, you know, not the biggest deal. Not that anybody out there needs to worry about it so much, but sometimes there's like new attributes for allow or new values for the attribute that need to go on there. For example, browsers shipped or Chrome is starting to ship like LLM stuff. APIs, and they require new allow values in there for them to be allowed to work in this setup. And this even affects us on CodePen itself, but it affects you more because of embeds. It affects more people, that kind of thing. So we just needed to like basically let it break, let somebody write in and say, oh, you got to add these new allow attributes. And then we do. Okay, now we just decide we're going to do it. We're just going to ship new allow attributes on it. If a browser doesn't understand one of these allow attributes, and this is, you know, consider it crazy, if you will, it'll throw an error, literally throw in Chrome a red error that says that it used to be a yellow warning or whatever. It looked less scary, and then but it depends and it changes over time what they throw and what they don't. So, but it depends on the browser and it depends on the value. It can throw errors. And we really, really, really don't like that. Like that just by putting a CodePen embed on a page, you get an automatic JavaScript error. It's sloppy. It's gross. It's really not appropriate or professional for CodePen to be doing that.
And it's per embed too. So like if you've got three or four in there, it's just stacking up. Console.
It's embarrassing and we don't like it. So long ago, we decided to do a thing that my formative years in web development were told not to do, which is browser sniffing or UA sniffing. UA is user agent. All browsers send a user agent string in the web request that they make. And so that you can sort of kind of ascertain what browser is asking for a request. It's notoriously not a good idea to do it. It can be error prone. You know, we could do a whole show on the problems with this, but it's like just reliable enough to like basically detect Safari from Chrome from Firefox, which is the main concerns that we have. And so we do that. We sniff it out and we figure, okay, I'm pretty sure we're in Chrome. So I'm going to put the allow attributes on this iframe that are the ones that we know Chrome support. And then I think I'm in Firefox. I'm going to put the allow attributes that I know Firefox supports. We really just separate them all from each other. That way we're not throwing these errors in the console, JavaScript errors and warnings, because of unsupported allow attributes. That's already kind of a sucky situation, but we've lived with it for such a long time, we just roll like that. So to circle this all the way back around to the beginning again, we woke up and we're like, oh no, Chrome is starting to throw a lot more errors on this thing. And we didn't really understand why until we dug into it. But now instead of like one or two red errors, we're seeing like 10 or so. And let me show you. I can just show you. This is for the YouTube people. Here's the console is open. There's no errors in it because, and this is by the good graces of lazy loaded iframes, which our embeds are, which is great. But as I scroll down to, and I get to one of those embeds. Where's my purple buddy?
Do we have one on this page?
Oh, this is the blog post. So no, this is our docs here. Let me scroll to the top, open dev tools, refresh it, open the console. No errors because I'm not looking at any embeds. But if I get down to an embed, boom, I get the massive wall, 19 called violation errors. Thrown in the console. And it's just gross. You know, it just doesn't look good. A user might think, you know, what is CodePen doing here? Is this my code that's causing it? Is it a bug? What's going on? I don't like seeing 19 errors, like Steven said, per embed.
Yeah, and it's not even based on like the APIs that they're actually using or anything like that. It's just the fact just that it's in that allow attribute, Chrome is now erroring, even though it should be more of like a warning, because it says potential permissions policy violation. So it's not even
right
for sure that it is a violation.
No, yeah, it's pretty silly. And this is by virtue of the nesting. So we have these allow attributes on the inner nested iframe, and they now Chrome is like, well, and I do kind of don't blame them for this. They really need to also be on the top level nested iframe too, so that you're not like skipping an iframe level in there. I think that's basically what happened, is we woke up to them kind of fixing that little kind of security gap, you might call it. You know, it ruined our lunch, you know, because we have that top level nested iframe to do the user agent sniffing to put the correct allow attributes on the inner nested iframe. And now that they need to be on the top level iframe, we don't always have an opportunity to do that. We do a little bit. We do, because we have a JavaScript code that you link up to make your embeds work, and we can kind of do it there. We don't necessarily want to, but we can. And so I think we shipped that, right?
I don't know if we did. We add the user agent sniffing on there.
Maybe we didn't, because this has a different ending to this story anyway. But there's that kind of thing going on. Anyway, but we can't count on that JavaScript running. And we offer a couple of different things. We offer O embed, which is just like you drop in a URL and it sends you back an iframe. When you do that, we don't know what browser you're in. Like, it's a server side concern. So like, what allow attributes do you put on there to avoid this problem? You don't know. You can't possibly get it right, so you can't do it. We also just have a copy and paste iframe code that you can just grab and use in case you want to use that instead of our recommended JavaScript embed method. The JavaScript method is just better because we can do stuff like this to fix things up, and we can, I don't know, there's a laundry list of reasons why the little script is a little better to use. But we can't count on it. Thus, we're really up against the wall with this thing. So we kind of write up a blog post. I call it Google Chrome and the iframe allow permissions problems, thinking like, man, don't they always tell us to like tell us what their problems are and what we want to see and problems and stuff? And I'm like, okay, I think the best way to do this is to like blog it and then get that in front of people and let them, you know, just clearly explain the issue. So we show it, we show the architecture, we show the errors and all this stuff. And basically the people that worked on this were like, oh yeah, okay, cool, we'll just fix that.
Which is great.
It is great.
That's the kind of response you want.
I kind of don't blame them for the change and stuff. And they said, the only reason you should see these violations is if you've set up what's called a reporting URL for, you know, and there's like content security policy. You can like set up a URL and the browser will hit that URL with like violations and problems. You can kind of do that for this too. And if you've set that up, then you're telling the browser, hey, I care about these permissions policy violations. And they said, if you don't have one of those set up, well, we don't really need to show an error at all. So they just changed it. That's what they did. And now there'll be no errors. They just changed Chrome. It took like one day for them to change this. But of course, they change it in like Google Chrome Canary or whatever. Yeah,
it takes a little while for it to get out to the stable.
Months, probably-ish. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then so cool. So we get this change. I think that's kind of fine. We had to make as many changes as we could to kind of like lessen the amount of errors that people are seeing in the meantime. But for me, that's good enough, knowing that Chrome just kind of did the right thing here and isn't showing this amount of errors for the problem. But we're like, well, let's shoot for the moon here. You know, I mean, I think, Steven, you had the right idea where you're like, well, you know, what would be really cool is if we could just rip out the user agent sniffing at all. We'll just ship every allow attribute to all browsers all the time that are the ones that matter to us. And if a browser doesn't care about it or support it, it should just ignore it. Can we can we stop it with the throwing of errors on this thing? Chrome says yes. Safari says yes. And now we're waiting for Firefox. So we should probably do a little bit of research, see what Firefox is throwing. It looks like they throw yellow warnings, which are a little less scary to users, but still there's a lot of them. So anyway, that's basically where we're at. It's the allow attribute of iframes. CodePen is calling to chill out about them. Allow Please. Us to put the ones on the iframes that we want and to stop throwing errors for unsupported ones, unless there's like a very clear reason that we're not understanding why there needs to be so much console noise around this. Look at what Chrome did. They have a commit for it that explains the change, and it's basically like, if you don't have a reporting URL set up, then don't throw them. But if you do, fine, then throw the errors so they can be reported.
Yeah, which is logical to me, you know. Don't warn a random user about some code that the website isn't even responsible for. They don't need that.
They don't need it. They don't need it. Special thanks to Bramus Van Dam, who saw my social media post about this, pointing to the blog post. He works at Chrome. You might know him from all kinds of CSS work he does, but he's just a good developer advocate. I don't know what his official role is, but he watches for stuff like this. He triaged it for me and linked it up. And then the people that worked on it were just like, oh yeah, I can just fix that. And did I have their their Google email handles, but I don't know their names to thank them specifically. But if you're one of them, just know that I personally thank you for a great job of your work on the Chromium project and and fixing this. And I'm so sorry, Stephen, for our lives just being a menagerie of problems every day.
These little surprises are just annoying. And, you know, if we can get Team Firefox to have a similar response and help us out so that we can
be great.
Just remove the browser sniffing altogether, that'd be a win for everybody.
I used to think of Mike, what's his name? He used to work at Mozilla, who was like the anti-user agent sniffing guy for a long time. I wonder if he's still there. But I'd be like, here, you know, you want to remove...
Here's a great example.
You want to remove user agent sniffing, Firefox? Then help us. It's Jake Archibald is there now, so maybe we'll bug Jake. Mm-hmm. Come on, Jake, fix it up.
Jake.
All right. Well, it's only been 18 minutes, but that's the whole thing, yo.
Yeah.
It's a little micro story about the things faced by companies. And your startup will have different little problems that prop up because of browsers. And you got to be around. You got to be ready to work on them.
It's an ever-changing landscape.
Indeed.
Got to stay up to date.
All right. Thanks, everybody. See you later.